Blog Talk Radio. Are you being authentically you? You may be thinking, Coach Adams, ooh, that is a great question on a Motivational Monday. Well, you know, I thought so too. Our team thought so too. And so we're going to grow together and we're going to go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Are you being authentically you? Oh, how I love Mondays.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, we are in our Wellness Monday series, and I'm so excited about it, and it's time to shape up and win, in essence. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Inspired Media, the number four and the letter U. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you with our in-studio guests for about 40 minutes or so into our programming. And we're going to do that around today's subject. And if time permits, we're going to open our program up for your audience participation, and we are going to welcome in your questions and comments around today's subject. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our Global Listening audience, to jump right on in to chime in at the appropriate time. So with that said, if you don't already have your notepads, your pens, your laptops, desktops, tablets, iPads, your smartphone with your notes, you want to make sure that you have it handy so you can capture the gems and jewels that will be shared today for your edification on our broadcast. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment. Yes, we're pulling on you. We ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Woo! I think you get it. Bottom line, we're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win on this Wellness Monday. We have our global wellness coders in the house, and I'm so excited whenever we come together. It's always such a rich time of sharing. And today's topic that we're diving into, we're doing a deep dive into authentically you. Authentically you, Y-O-U. And let us bring in our in-studio guest joining me in the boardroom today. We have Lady Tabitha K. Smith, I have to get adjusted to the Kindred Smith. Lady Tabitha, because I had already programmed Smith, and then she told me, Kindred Smith. I'm like, oh, Lord, help me, Jesus, help me. Lady Tabitha, no diss to all of the grandness of who you are, Queen. I know you have your crown on right now as you continue to crown your legacy. Lady Tabitha, welcome to Motivational Mondays. It's always a joy having you. And you know, I love to open with asking our guests, if you were to say who Lady Tabitha Kindred Smith is, who would you say that she is? Give a little bird's eye view to our audience and how you would describe you. Lady Tabitha, did we lose you? All righty. Well, we're going to have to come back to Lady Tabitha. It would appear at that moment she dropped. But I hear some activity, and our second in-studio guest is in the boardroom. Both are truly top-notch individuals and my favorite people, two of my favorite people. Dr. Veronica Lowry, are you in the house?
I'm here, Coach.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Veronica, it is so great to have you in the house with us today in the boardroom. Same question. If you were to describe who Dr. Veronica Lowry is, who would you say that she is? Give us a little taste of who she is.
Well, I guess I start with I'm a woman of God. And him, I live, move, and have my being. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a wife, a mother. I'm a very creative person when it comes to the arts. I enjoy that, and I'm a people lover.
Ooh, a people lover. I love it. And you said you're very creative, but yet you didn't say that you're an American inventor. I just thought I would put that out there. And we have Lady Tabitha back. Lady Tabitha, the line dropped when we were just about to dive into, if you were to describe who Lady Tabitha is, to give someone a taste of who she is, who would you say Lady Tabitha is?
Well, hello, Coach. Thank you so much for inviting us again. And yes, I do have my crown on. Who am I? I am a daughter of the Most High God, first of all, a teacher, a wife, a mother, a minister, a businesswoman, a global businesswoman. And I love to help people do a transformational healing, mind, body, and soul. I have many interests. I love the beach. I'm an activist for the youth, for women, for the ocean. Yeah, so that's a little bit about me. And I'm really a student of life. I'm constantly learning and accepting change in my own life.
I love it. And, you know, one of the things that I can say with great certainty about both you, yourself, Lady Tabitha, and Dr. Veronica, that truly both of you dynamic ladies are and queens are truly living your true selves and being authentically you. And, you know, when you look at authentic is undisputed. It's an original. It's real. And I have to say that both of you are exactly that. You know, I thank you, Dr. Veronica, for bringing this subject forward. You know, we came together and we were brainstorming, okay, what is the focus and the theme that we'll have for today's show? And Dr. Veronica, you said authenticity, authentic. And what was it about this topic that was kind of pulling on you in general before you get into the thoughts that you have for us today? Why was this subject so pressing for you?
Well, I think because we've been spending a lot of time going into the school and mentoring youth, and I look at how people can mold people, and then sometimes how people really just don't, even not just in youth, but in adults too, sometimes people don't stay true to who they are. And I think that's the most wonderful part of a person, is who they genuinely are a lot of times, and sometimes that's overlooked.
You know, I love that you brought that up, because this is so interesting. As we were talking about authentic, and it caused me to think about a specific handbag, and I know each and every one of us would totally relate to this because we carry handbags. And so it made me think about, I remember when I was in my 20s, I thought I was doing the mostest. I had gotten what I thought was an authentic Louis Vuitton bag. I thought I had a real Louis Vuitton, right? And I just thought I was the cat meow, you know, with this Louis Vuitton, you know? But then I found out that it wasn't an authentic Louis Vuitton. It was a faux Louis. It was a knockoff. And it caused me to get curious around, and this again was in my 20s, it caused me to get curious around, how can you check to know if you have a real Louis Vuitton or not? Because if you notice, they never go on sale, quote unquote. Their brand stays true.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You never hear about, woo, there's the sale on Louis Vuitton. You never hear that, right?
Yeah.
And their bags are high quality bags. I don't know if either of you ladies have one or not, and this is one that I really, you know, I'm looking forward to getting the real deal and not the faux that I want to have. And so it's interesting because a couple of things that they tell you, because we're talking about authenticity, we're talking about authentic, and I thought it would be fun because we are queens, we are ladies, to talk about a coveted bag for many, Louis Vuitton. And, you know, when you're looking about, looking at something that's authentic, that's real, that's an original, and how do you know an original from a fake is there's great quality in that original. So the first thing you have to check, the quality. You have to examine the stitches. You know what I mean? The stitches are very specific. And people don't know this, right, ladies?
Right. That's
yeah,
so
you
true.
Know.
The hardware.
They don't know. You picked me up in the spirit, Lady Tabitha, I was about to say, and to inspect the hardware. So the stitching, the hardware, it's very uniquely Louis Vuitton. You know, the stamps are very specific. Not only are the stamps very specific, but the pattern is very specific. Now, this was one that I didn't know was significant, that you have to check the country of the make. Where was made? You know, I didn't know that. Of course, the logo placement is very specific, but there are some very specific things. And that caused me, when we are talking about authenticity and being your authentic self and how that relates to wholeness, mind, body, and soul, I just thought it would be fun to talk about the bag. Did you ladies know all of that about the Louis Vuitton? I don't know why I have to, you know, change the way that I say it. My pinky is sticking out right now, you know.
You know, that's funny. I was just in the Louis Vuitton store a couple months back. My sister was doing the shopping, not me, but she bought, I think, 3 bags and a wallet. She was in celebration mode. But she had our mother with us, and my mother turned to me and looked and said, I'd just rather her give me the money than spend $3,000 on this little small purse. But all of those things you said are so true. You know, really, you most likely would be in a Louis Vuitton store if you're going to buy that kind of purse. You just won't get it anywhere.
Exactly, and that's the other thing, that you have to check the retailer. Where are you getting, quote-unquote, this authentic, original bag that there is no copy of? And that really causes us to think about, you know, what does it mean to be authentic, and how does that affect our health and wellness? You know, as I was processing over, you know, some of my thoughts, one of the quotes that I love that I'll share with you, ladies, and I anticipate that you've heard it, but it's Dr. Seuss. Today, you are you. That is truer than you. There is no one alive who is youer than you, Dr. Seuss. You know, I love that quote, and I don't know if you ladies have heard it before, but I love that quote because it speaks to being authentically who we are. You know, the whole, you are truer than true. You are youer than you. You know what I mean? It's like so wordy, it's totally Dr. Seuss, but at the heart of it, there is no one alive who is you. There's no one alive that is a Lady Tabitha, that is a Dr. Veronica, that is a Coach Adams, but yet so often, and I'm sure you have people that you know of and you may have struggled at stages that, you know, we're so busy trying to be a carbon copy of someone else instead of, and I think about the Louis Vuitton, you know, that if those designers that were trying to knock off the Louis would just create their own bag. You know what I mean? But yet they're fighting right. to make these copies of an authentic bag, and yet they're missing the quality. Just create your own design. Just, you know, come up with your own instead of trying to ride the coattails of that brand. And so when you think about today you are you, how does that make you feel when you hear that today you are you?
You know, I'm so glad that, you know, there's been times in life when you can always, especially growing up, you can always point out your own flaws and all of that. But I'm so glad that I'm me. I'm glad that the two of you ladies are you and that I've had the honor and privilege to, you know you and work with you, because it's a part of my life now that I enjoy knowing the you, the authentic you and the authentic, you know, you. It adds quality, actually, to who I am.
Right.
You know, it really does. Yeah, it really does, Dr. Veronica. And I can hear Lady Tabitha processing. And the reason why I wanted to open with this part of the dialogue as we dive in today is because, in essence, this is the first step in embracing the truth of who we are and our uniqueness and authenticity, is to really recognize today you are you, and do you know who you are? Lady Tabitha, do you have any thoughts? I heard you processing. I heard that you were tasting it.
Yes. A couple of things. When you were talking, describing the hardware, you know, how do we know that this is authentic? I heard the consistency of the pattern, you know, it's consistent. The direction is consistent. What persons all over the world, but also you can apply that to yourself. When you're authentic, you're consistent. I've known you ladies over 10 years, both of you, like 20 years, and you're very consistent in who you are. So to me, that is a key ingredient or characteristic of being authentic. And then also the lining of that purse from a knockoff or similar to it, the lining on the inside of it is different, which also we can apply that to each other, the lining. What are you filled with? What's inside of you? You know, what, how do you operate? Like what, who are you, right? So I thought about that. And then I also thought about, Coach, you know, people try to be like you or a rock star or someone they see on television, but it's not even possible for us to ever meet another Coach Adams or another Dr. Veronica. Even your own children will not be exactly like you. Or Lady Tabitha, different fingerprints. I mean, it's not even possible. So it is important that we all embrace our originality. So I know I just went on a tangent, Coach Adams. So what was the question? I just had to get that.
No, but you know what? What you spoke really gave, you know, greater depth and value to this entire conversation, and that's truly what we're having today. Is we're just having a conversation around authentically you and the different aspects of being authentic and wholeness, mind, body, and soul, and what that looks like. Mm-hmm. And so we're just kind of having the conversation in general around it. I love what you shared. And as I stated, when it comes to mind, the first thing is to be true to you and embrace your uniqueness. But in order for us to embrace our uniqueness, we must introspect. We must appreciate who we are. And like you said, and I love how you made the connection, Lady Tabitha, with the Louis Vuitton and the lining of the bag, because that lining of the bag speaks to the internal us, the internal you, me, each of us, versus the external. The external is the pattern on the outside, but the internal is the lining. Yeah. But in order for us to appreciate what is on the inside, we have to introspect. We have to self-reflect. We have to become comfortable in our own skin with what is our lining for our bag that makes us us, uniquely us, and owning that truth. What are your thoughts around this concept of, as it relates to mind first, introspect and the importance of introspection?
I believe
have you
that,
found introspecting, you know, this process beneficial for you? And you becoming
absolutely
more comfortable and truer in who you are?
Absolutely. For me, it's constantly assessing myself, taking inventory. I think we take inventory with else, but taking inventory and really doing that self-work on the inside and understanding, why do I do what I do, right? And some of those things that we do are not good. They're not healthy for us. But then some things are. You can give yourself a star. And then other things we need to cross out. It's not, you know, to delete that file in the mind. And for me, my understanding of the mind is spiritual. And the brain is the physical thing, but the mind, for me, is the spiritual side of the brain.
I love that. That's some great richness that you have shared on the introspective aspect of the internal and mind and spirit and that soul connection. Dr. Veronica, as we're talking about authentically you, we've established that that which is authentic is undisputed, it's an original, it's real. We reference the Louis Vuitton bag that is uniquely unique in its characteristics, the stitching, the lining, the hardware, all of these various that makes Louis Vuitton what it is. And, you know, opening with our Dr. Seuss quote, today, you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you, from our prophet, Dr. Seuss. So, Dr. Veronica,
wasn't he?
I know,
go ahead,
right?
I'm sorry.
Quirky. Exactly. Quirky, but yet. But that's the way Dr. Seuss, who he was. You know what I mean? And I could so appreciate that uniqueness, because as we were stating and sharing, the first step is to embrace the truth of our uniqueness. And so when it comes to introspection, Dr. Veronica, have you found any value in introspection? Any thoughts on how that connects to the body? Just would love to hear any thoughts you have in general around that.
I have, you know, I think I'm a person who is constantly inspecting myself, and sometimes to my detriment, you know, striving for this thought that I thought was perfection, when all along I could have been enjoying the whole ride instead of waiting for this point of what perfection might have looked like in my eyes. And actually operating in a good place, but not appreciating it, or maybe I guess I'll use the word being content. I think it's very important when you're doing, and you know, that kind of inward looking, to be content. You know, not settling, or you know, not just satisfied, but in a place where while you're perfecting and while you're growing and while you're improving, being content in that place, and you know, maintaining a positive attitude as you go through it all, enjoying it as you reach your new levels in life, if that makes any sense.
It does.
No, it definitely does. Yeah, and I love that you brought out the point of being content, because this is the thing. As you were sharing that, I was thinking about when you're not content, in essence, we should be comfortable in our own skin, but yet we're not comfortable in our own skin. And it begins to show up in our body. Our minds lack the clarity. You know, I think about our shared mentors, Coach and Mrs. Hattie Holly, getting tongue-tied here. I was going to say their nicknames that I know them affectionately by, but don't want to do that on the airwaves. Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap. Yes, that our shared mentors that, you know, our coaches talk about this psychosoma effect, that, you know, what's on the inside, it affects us. The psyche of our mind, it affects us in our body. And we're talking about this authentically you and this wholeness, mind, body, and soul. So there is this connecting point with, as you were saying, Dr. Veronica, with the mind and the body. There's this effect that happens that if my mind is feeling this dis-ease, I'm not feeling comfortable in my own skin, I'm feeling like I'm crawling out of my own skin, then, you know, and because of what's in my mind, then that's going to affect my body. Wouldn't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Definitely agree. You know, I thought of the scripture.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
You know, we were beautifully and wonderfully made. And I think in that, our job is just to stay that way as much as we can, you know, make it simple. Just stay as close to the original design, the authentic design as possible. And that brings contentment.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that is so true, right, Lady Tabitha? Without question, we stay as true to the design. Now, it doesn't mean that along the way there may not be enhancements, because
right.
Louis Vuitton, they enhance, you know, with the new car.
Exactly.
That comes out. I know you guys are laughing because every time I say it, I have to say it with that voice for whatever reason, because it's so la-di-da, shi-shi-fu-fu. But, you know, that comes down to recognizing that it's not this major alteration, but yet it may be tweaking, it may be enhancing along the way to improve upon the product, to improve upon who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we often hear the term living your highest and greatest version of yourself. What does that look like mm-hmm. to improve that? And it really comes down to, I think, that we have to own our own truth. And you started to say it earlier, Lady Tabitha, this self-acceptance. You know, I feel like our mm-hmm. self-acceptance is really our superpower. When we're able
yes.
to stay true to who we are, you know, and
mm-hmm.
own and identify that, and that connects with our core values. Any other thoughts around any of those items there and anything you want to add?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited. I'm really enjoying this conversation, and I'm sure our listening audience is as well. While you were talking, I thought about Louis Vuitton. You're right. They do make adjustments and enhancements, for example, but the foundation stays the same. For example, you may have a Louis Vuitton bag and it's the brown part, the brown original design, right? But then it'll have like a red, some red in there, or orange, or a different pattern, but you will always see the foundation where it started. It's either going to have the L and the V, or you're going to see part of that original material. The handles may change, but the foundation is the same, which leads us into, as Dr. Veronica was saying, the original design. And when I think about that, I think about Jeremiah 1:5, when God, and I'm paraphrasing, I knew you before you entered into your mother's womb, and I set you apart. I set you apart. So foundation, that's our foundation as humanity, right? Humans were God's creation, greatest creation wrapped in flesh. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. H, our coaches, respectfully. So the foundation, that's our foundation is our creator. And the Louis Vuitton bag, they have foundation of their, because the stitching's the same, the hardware is the same, it's all top quality. And and what happens to human beings, and this really blesses me in my practice, when I go through to help people and coaching them to heal and transform, I take them back to their mother's womb, okay? And so to remind them that we were lacking nothing. We were perfect, beautifully made. We had courage. We did not feel inadequate. There was, you know, it's once we entered into the earth realm, and the ear gates are one of the first organs to be formed in an embryo, right? So the baby can hear. That's why the doctor says play classical music, play jazz, because the baby can hear. So, and then once they come out, as we've learned, it's like, depends on what household you're born into. Then you go to school, then the teachers. So all these jackets are being placed on us, all this pressure is being placed on us, and we're getting, as Dr. Ronica said, now we're starting to get further away from the authentic manufacturing. So it's our, you know, and some things happen to us. I mean, people are abused, you know, I can go on and on and on, born into situations. And then we have to do, it's our responsibility to do the self-work to start peeling that off. But that, to me, that's still your authentic self, because your pain definitely will create a passion and will create an anointing for you to be able to help someone else. So it's still part of your authentic self, but it's important that we work on ourselves to where it does not stop us. And I was thinking that when you ladies were talking, I remember a time, and I don't know if anyone in our listening audience can relate to this, but I remember a time where I did not feel comfortable in my skin. But now, and also with age, Louis Vuitton bags actually get better with age, and sometimes the value goes up. Like, as I get older, I'm like, real, like today I can say with my head up and giving God glory, I'm 100% comfortable in my own skin. But in my 20s and maybe even 30s, I remember not being comfortable. But it was because all of the weight that had been placed on me, all the hardships, all the challenges, right? Losses, not knowing how to process it. And now I have embraced the negatives and the positives as my authentic self. And I'm utilizing that now to, for one, me to heal, continue to heal mind, body, and soul, and to help others.
That's so good. You know, as you were
really
talking,
is.
I'll...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really
ahead,
good.
Dr. Veronica.
You know, thank you. I was thinking about how I look at this definition from Google, and it says authenticity. You're true to your own personality, values, and spirit, regardless of the pressure that you're under to act otherwise. And then it goes on to say you're honest with yourself and with others, and you take responsibility for your mistakes. And I was just thinking about what the three of us have in common as far as authenticity. And the root of it is that we, for me, I'll speak for me right now, but I know it flows over, and it's even how we connected, how we got glued together. But we have intimacy with our Creator. We get insight from our Creator, and it brings us the desired increase that we want in life. And, you know, it brings our expectations and the things that we, it brings possibilities just because of what we believe and who we are and whose we are. We have that in common,
right?
And it works for us. And so when I was thinking about authenticity, it goes back for me to the Creator always, because to know who I am and what He said about me, I always have to pull on that.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it goes back to the scripture that you brought forward, that we have to stay true to that.
This is rich conversation. I don't know about you ladies, but you kind of just want to sit quietly and ponder on it. We are on the radio, and I know our listening audience is doing the same thing. You know, sometimes you have to let things soak in. It's really rich. I'm so happy, Dr. Veronica, you brought this subject matter up to the table today. This is true.
You know, to me, I heard a young girl, she had to be no more than 14 years old, and she told us in the classroom, I don't want to be identified as he or she, or I can't remember the other two categories she put it in, but she did
them.
Not, yeah, it might have been something like that, but it was so far off, and I could see the confusion. And I just, you know, wanted to hug her, really, you know, and just have some private time with her and, you know, get into what we do with people to make them feel better about themselves and to know who they are. So I think that's why this has been so heavy on my mind, seeing someone that young be deviated from the truth, I guess you could say.
Yes, that's a great point, because I know we have a lot of parents listening, and we, generally speaking, we're not equipped to deal with this, but this is relevant. We, you know, we mentor and we teach in the schools. This is something that is taught. It's okay. It's supported. And I know our parents, you know, the adults that are listening today, you know, we didn't have this conversation when we were growing up. This is all
we
new stuff.
We didn't have it. Not coming
so this
from
is just
young
real
kids.
Talk.
Yeah.
It's real talk.
This really is real talk, and we really are keeping it real today, and that's truly what's at the heart of today's conversation, keeping it real. Authentically you, and looking at the different layers of what does that mean and how does that connect to being whole, mind, body, and soul. And, of course, mind, it's all about embracing your truth, knowing who you are from the inside out, not the external, but rather the internal, and being real with, but you have to reflect. You have to really get clear about, like Lady Tabitha, I love that you said, you know, hey, in my 20s, I don't know if I was feeling this comfortable in my own skin. I would say the same.
Definitely.
You know, in my 30s, I would say the same. It was a process of time and embracing the uniqueness, because, you know, the world wants to squeeze us into a mold that looks like everyone else. You know, and I've been processing recently, and I'm looking at different people, and I'm like, wow. You look at one person to the next, they all look the same. They're tweaking their noses, they're getting the same hairstyle, you know, The uniqueness is lost. And when you see someone that's unique, we then say, well, they are odd. It's like, they're odd. You know, like I have a dear associate, she, and I love it, I'm not going to call her name, but I love that she lives her truth. She dresses in all of these vibrant colors and prints and patterns and all of this stuff that maybe I wouldn't do. But you know what I love? She is so comfortable in her own skin, and she's just being who she is. You know what I mean? And she embraces that. Like, I love that Lady Tabitha, Dr. Veronica, she wears her crown in the streets. You know what I mean? That's like she's out there. It's an accessory. She's one with it. You know, I don't know if that would go over well for me in Anaheim, because it's not my truth, but it's her truth. You know, it's like,
right.
We have
and that
to
is
great.
When you said your truth, but it's her truth. And I'm with her in a lot, because we're in the same area and we go places, and it always engages healthy conversation. People engage with her And the crown is a conversational piece, and it just opens up to other things, new friendships, and all kind of things happen. But I heard what you said when you said it might not work for me. She's crowned me, and I wear a crown on certain occasions. But it's her truth, and it works very well for her. And it's part of her unique. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Dr. Ryan, wear your crown whenever you want to wear it. You know, that's the whole point. Just as a reminder that we are the royal priesthood, crown your legacy. And it makes people smile. You know, I have a couple of people stand back and say that's odd. And to be honest with you, it's probably people more in family, you know, like, wow, why are you guys doing that? You know, but when we go out to, whether we're in Spain, Mexico, California, because we wear them every day, it blesses people. Like, I've seen tears. I've seen people just light up, little children. Hey, mommy, there's a king. There's a queen, you know. So mission accomplished for us. But there was an adjustment for me. But I believe because I've always felt like a queen, a princess growing up, it wasn't a major transition for me because I've always felt like royalty. I knew that. You know, but there's other things that, and I'm glad you brought that up because I was like, gee, we're talking about a lot of internal things, but what about, you know, if you decide to wear short hair or blue hair or red hair or a crown, you know, I think we all should be comfortable doing that. And if you notice something, like sometimes maybe if your teeth aren't straight or that's the unique thing about you, and that's okay too. It's just really important that we're all okay with the way we feel on the inside as well on the outside. And, of course, it is a process. It's not something that happens overnight. It's a process.
You know,
it really
me,
is, and it goes back to I apologize, Dr. Veronica. Go right ahead, and I'll come in after you.
No. Oh, okay. It really is a process, and I know we talked about in our 20s, and I remember when skinny was so popular, but I have been skinny for so long, I hated it. You know, I remember in my youth there was an old song, and they would sing it in the neighborhood, "Who Take the Girl with the Skinny Legs?" And I just, you know, I wanted to have some meat on my bones, and as I got older, now I can look back and say that, you know, that was so silly of me because now here I am, you know, trying to lose weight all the time or trying to maintain the weight that the desired weight. And it's just funny how, you know, life has those images. And I think the image has a start in us. And I take it back again to the us being in the image of God, which when I see that now, I think of healthy. I think of not destroying our temple, not doing the wrong things that would make us unhealthy. So, you know, then again, I can use that word content. I can be content in the state I'm in when I know that I'm doing my best to get the desired outcome. And I didn't mean to cut you off, Coach Adams, again.
Oh, no, you are so fine. We were just excited about the sharing that has gone forth around such a rich topic, authentically you, and being authentic and walking in wholeness, mind, body, and soul, and the effects of that. And I think that at the root of a lot of what we've talked about today, it really comes down to being comfortable in your own skin, whatever that skin may be for you. Everyone's skin is uniquely different. And it's about tapping into your authentic self because your authentic self is going to, and how you embrace that or not, the self-acceptance of that or not is going to determine how sound your mind is. Do you have peace because you're comfortable in your own skin? How are you feeling about your body positivity, your body image? All of those things will, in essence, affect And if your soul, if you don't have the right core values, if you're not feeling this internal peace, that's going to affect your soul. So all of these different aspects and components truly do connect, and it really boils down to, ultimately, bottom line, we have to love who we are. Love you. When we look in the mirror, and I often reference the whole Michael Jackson, I'm looking at the man in the, okay, I don't have the gift of singing, the man or woman in the mirror, you know the song, many of you, I'm sure you've heard it, looking at the man in the mirror. How do you feel when you're looking at that man or woman in the mirror? You have to love you first, inside out, before all and before anything else. And so, you know, I love this richness of conversation, like you said, we're having, because it really is about living your truth and staying in the moment of that truth, which may be subject to change. How we stated, in my 20s, I had to get to a different place, and in my 30s, 40s, wherever I am in life, all of that. But it is about living your truth, loving yourself, and embracing each moment. As we prepare, it's amazing how quickly time flies, right, ladies? Wow. As we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays today in this rich topic, in our Wellness Monday series on Authentically You, Lady Tabitha, Dr. Veronica, any other thoughts, mind, body, soul that you would like to share with us for our listening audience to take away as we continue to process? I agree with you, Lady Tabitha. This is definitely an installment that provokes that introspection that we talked about that really is causing us to self-reflect. And I hope that when people leave today's installment, that they will take those few moments to really sit quietly and to introspect and to really self-reflect. Any other thoughts that either of you have around this topic today?
You said something.
Go ahead, Lady Tabitha.
Okay. Thank you. You said something really important. You said the word peace. And I believe that is a great indicator for everyone to take a look. What level of peace do you have? That if you're at peace with yourself, that's an indication that you are walking in your authentic self. If you don't have peace, and if you that's something that I think we all should look a little deeper, and also being, if you're not true to yourself, if you're people pleasing and living life for others, there will come a time in your journey of life that you will explode. You will come to a screeching halt. So, you know, we all have data now. We have Google. We can position ourselves to learn and open up and do the self-work. But I love it when you said peace, because that's an indicator right there.
And, you know, I was going to ask a quick question, and this might be a whole nother conversation, but when you don't have that peace, when you, every day that we get up and look at ourselves, we're not always, well, we're 3%. On fire, but every day you don't always feel that way, honestly. There can be some days when there, and I think the question is, how do you handle that when you get to that point? And I'm going to leave that in your hands, Coach.
I love it. You know, I think that it goes back to what we've been talking about in this hour of empowerment, that the lack of peace comes from, one, not having that internal connection. Two, the lack of peace comes from not being comfortable in our own skin and who we are and how we've been created. You know, trying to be a carbon copy of someone else, as we open with the whole Louis Vuitton, you know, process of the knockoffs and, you know, if only the designers that are so busy trying to knock off Louis Vuitton would create their own brand and their own line.
Hmm.
And yet they haven't because they're so busy trying to be somebody else, trying to be something else. And that's where that lack of peace comes from. I can say for myself as we prepare to close out today that until I was able to, and this happened in my 30s, to embrace the different layers and facets of who I am and what makes me uniquely me, I didn't have that fullness of peace. And, of course, with purpose, walking in and living life on purpose. Like you said, that kind of launched us into so much more, and I'm trying to give it in a capsule as we're right at that closing mark. But I love that you brought that conversation, you know, that question to the conversation, and I hope that as we're closing out, our listening audience got some additional nuggets and gems around that today, because that's where that lack of peace comes from, not having that soul connection that is your focus, Lady Tabitha. Not having that connection in my mind of the clarity of who I am, what's my journey, you know, why was I created, and being one with that, all of those things play a factor.
Yes.
Great richness today, ladies. Oh, my gosh, great richness. You know, it is amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. And as we close out today, you know, I just want to remind our global listening audience, and I thank each and every one of you who has, you know, joined us today, who has listened in. We trust that you've gotten some great richness from what we have shared with you today on Authentically You, and that in the nuggets and jewels that have been shared, that you now are seeing where you need to focus to grow in being a higher, greater version of yourself and getting comfortable in your own skin. Again, I love that analogy that was brought out by Lady Tabitha concerning the Louis Vuitton purse, that even the lining is distinctively different than a quote-unquote knockoff. And so your lining is your inner self. What does that look like? That's a part of that skin, being comfortable in your own skin at the internal. And so we trust that as you were listening in today, you definitely were provoked around that to want to be more of who you are, crowning your legacy, as Lady Tabitha would say. See, what people didn't know, you wear a crown because that is your brand, crowning your legacy. And so it suits and it fits for that. And so you can walk in that truth because it is your truth. And someone else trying to put on a crown just because it may not fit for them, and not that we're not all royalty, meaning wearing it every day, but it's not there. And it really comes down to living in our own truth, whatever that may look like. Natural hair, straight hair, vibrant colors, no color, whatever it may be. Whatever it looks like, short, long, weaving it, putting it on, I don't know, whatever, bald, whatever it looks like, that bottom line, you're comfortable in your own skin of your truth of who you are, not trying to be someone else, a knockoff of someone else, but truly being authentically you. And as we close out, for those of you who want to know more about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Through through August the 15th to launch in September, one-on-one coaching is complimentary 1 month for you. So if you want more information about that, reach out to our team, 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101 for new and returning clients. You qualify for 1 complimentary month of coaching. For any coaching partnerships that are established between now and the 15th, so that you can launch into the remainder of this year focused on your purpose and your assignment. Well, that's all we have time for today. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. The Global Wellness Coders, Lady Tabitha Kindred Smith, and Dr. Veronica Lowry. I thank you both for being here. What a rich time of sharing. I know I got some great nuggets and jewels, and I trust that our audience did as well. We look forward to our next installment together. We, of course, will reconnect in October for our Wellness Monday, but of course Motivational Mondays is here every Monday for you, same time, same bat channel, and we thank you for tuning in. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.